Homeward Bound, March 10. What God Can Do With You. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Acts 2, verse 47. In the apostles of our Lord there was nothing to bring glory to themselves. It was evident that the success of their labors was due only to God. The lives of these men, the characters they developed, and the mighty work that God wrought through them are a testimony to what He will do for all who are teachable and obedient. Those who love Christ the most will do the greatest amount of good. There is no limit to the usefulness of those who, by putting self aside, make room for the working of the Holy Spirit upon their hearts and live their lives wholly consecrated to God. If men and women will endure the necessary discipline without complaining or fainting by the way, God will teach them hour by hour and day by day. He longs to reveal His grace. If His people will remove the obstructions, He will pour forth the waters of salvation in abundant streams through the human channels. If those in humble life were encouraged to do all the good they could do, if restraining hands were not laid upon them to repress their zeal, there would be 100 workers for Christ where now there is one. God takes people as they are and educates them for His service if they will yield themselves to Him. The Spirit of God, received into the soul, will quicken all its faculties. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the mind that is devoted unreservedly to God develops harmoniously and is strengthened to comprehend and fulfill the requirements of God. The weak, vacillating character becomes changed to one of strength and steadfastness. Continual devotion establishes so close a relation between Jesus and His disciple that the Christian becomes like Him in mind and character. Through a connection with Christ, believers will have clearer and broader views. Their discernment will be more penetrative, their judgment better balanced. Those who long to be of service to Christ are so quickened by the life-giving power of the Son of Righteousness that they are enabled to bear much fruit to the glory of God. People of the highest education in the arts and sciences have learned precious lessons from Christians in humble life who were designated by the world as unlearned. But these obscure disciples had obtained an education in the highest of all schools. They had sat at the feet of Him who spoke as never man spake. The Desire of Ages, pages 250 and 251.